I love my new car. I love this piece of pizza. I love the new electronic equipment that's been installed in my home. We use the word love in so many different ways. And unfortunately, in English, we only have this one word. I suppose we can take some consolation in the fact that the expression in French is actually j'adore. I adore this, my pizza, my phone, whatever. There is also my least favorite marketing tagline. I hear it quite often when I'm listening to the radio. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. With all due respect to the marketing team at Subaru, love does not make a Subaru a Subaru. So when Jesus says, love one another, we need to pay careful attention to what exactly it is that he means. Even in the exchange he has with Peter, even though we translate the word in the same way, Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. The Greek words are not the same. Peter is responding that, yes, Lord, I love you as a friend. Jesus is looking for a deeper love from Peter. Something stronger, something more covenant language, something more a total gift to the Lord Jesus. How do we love? Because first and foremost, love is not a feeling. That's affection, and it's important. Love is an action. Love is our God. Love is something far more powerful and high than anything we could possibly imagine. And yet Jesus calls us to participate in this kind of love. We need to love God. And every time we love someone else, we're participating ever so slightly in the divine life that God gives us. Think about your lives. Think about Jesus. And think about whether or not you need to make changes in your life to love others the way Jesus commands us to do.